This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we have some craziness going on here, and again, here the globalist propagandists are being exposed. We went over this 1.5 million times, but I told you it's going to continue until the American people actually stand up and deal with those that are violating constitutional law. The CNN reporter in England, Becky Anderson, creating a Muslim protest. And I've shared this with you before in the past. As a matter of fact, it's interesting, back during the days in Missouri, when they had all of these uproars, this domestic violence taking place in the United States of America, I'd warned you, and I told you, and I've told you this time and time again, that it's the media and corrupt politicians that are inciting the domestic insurrection. Well, if you go back even to Missouri, we found out that George Soros was actually paying provocateurs through your government agencies to actually go in and stir up domestic insurrection in Missouri. And I remember people were really scared about what was going on there concerning all the rioting. And you know what riot is, right, friends? Riot is the voice of the unheard. Well, in this particular situation, those that violate law forfeit their rights. So I could care less what they have to say, because they're a bunch of outlaws that are violating law, working for international criminals like George Soros, again, only to do their job and create domestic insurrection. Well, again, friends, CNN's been busted one more time. Going back to Missouri, one more time, friends, don't you remember the videos that were coming out from the locals there saying that they seen provocateurs going in and stirring things up? And then I shared with you how we had talked to a pastor that was actually at a pastoral interracial meeting. That means the blacks were with the whites, and the whites were with the Jews, and the Jews were with, you know, the Koreans. All Christians, mind you, under the umbrella of the Christian faith. And interestingly enough, we had actually had some live feed from this individual, and he was a pastor there. And he said the information that America's getting out of Missouri here is not at all what's happening in our backyard, said this pastor. He also said, I want to reiterate the point that people have, namely the state-controlled narrative, those that said it, the propagandists, the useful idiots, as we would rightly call them. CNN was busted during that particular time, taking groups of people, like 5 and 10 people, making it a tight shot, and then begin to interview them as protesters or rioters concerning the particular situation that the media stirred up. Keep in mind, America, it's the media that's stirring it up. You do remember that quote, do you not? The quote is this. Listen carefully. You take the pictures, I'll create the war. Let me say it again. You take the pictures, and I'll create the war. How many times has your media been busted? Remember the Gulf War? Remember how that was all done in a green room? And that CNN was going back and forth. And it's not just CNN, by the way. It's all of the networks, even Fox News. But do you remember when the Gulf War incident was taking place? See, they had to stir the people up to justify sending your sons and daughters to go fight an unconstitutional war. Well, they later found out that it was all contrived in a green room. They had fans blowing palm trees back and forth. Folks, they gave you the works, and sad to say, because the American people didn't listen, guess what? They found out that it was true, and because they allowed them to go ahead and add strength to their little games that they're playing with your minds on a daily basis, guess what they're doing now? Well, remember just recently, friends, going to the present now concerning what took place in London. There's a Muslim protest. This video is all across the boards, America, if you'd like to go see what I've been trying to warn you about over the last 16, 17 years on radio through my ministry. Now, the video shows a reporter in CNN in England, once again, playing the Muslims as the victims when, in fact, they are the perpetrators in this particular situation. They're jihadi threats. That's what's being reported. Now, what this individual is doing is taking the Muslims that are standing on the side, waiting to be cued to come in front of the cameras, by the reporter that's actually creating the incident. And what happens, friends, as you're watching it roll out, all of a sudden, when the cameras are ready, the lights are ready, folks, they got the works going here for you. All of a sudden, these girls with their hijabs on come on with their signs again, playing the victims. And again, keep in mind, they're bought and they're paid for. And if they're not, they're just blatantly stupid. And that's the fact, friends. Dull and insensible of hearing is what the word means, defined. Well, they come out, and all of a sudden, when the girls are on cue, there's probably about 8 of them right in front of the camera. Now it's time to give the world the false narrative that we contrived, that we created. Again, to stir this all up, creating domestic insurrection. Again, America, who's doing this? It's all bought and paid for. How many times did Barack Hussein Obama and his administration get busted for sending in provocateurs to stir up domestic insurrection? Who's doing it, friends? And then who's reporting it? They're in cahoots doing this together. Remember, friends, that the tactic is cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. And guess what? We can belittle them. We can silence them. And once we get into a position to shut them up, we'll take absolute control over their lives. And guess what they're using? They're using the fear of consequence, not the fear of God. Not where men depart from iniquity and fear God and walk in the light of his countenance. Absolutely not. It is the fear of man. See, it was Tacitus that rightly said, friends, once again, that if you want to know who means to rule over you, find out who you cannot criticize. Well, you're seeing the homosexuals you cannot criticize, the atheists you can't criticize, all one and the same. They have the same father. Now you're finding out the Muslims want, you know, retribution concerning anybody that speaks out against them. And regardless of what we just found out in London, friends, if he was actually raised up and influenced by an imam here in Michigan in the United States, and then he goes and pulls a jihadi over in London, don't think about that, friends. Just consider in America what you're going to have is your representatives actually standing up for the Muslims rather than the victims. This is what you're being desensitized to accept. This is what you're being conditioned to accept, America. And it's all bought and paid for. Don't forget what I'm telling you right now, friends. It's all bought and paid for. And when are we going to wake up, America, to the fact that it's all bought and paid for? And a majority of the news that you get on a daily basis is an absolute lie to bring you into submission. I'll tell you what, America. You're being some good slaves, especially those that sit down and do absolutely nothing concerning the issues at hand. It's time that the American people hold the politicians and the media accountable for their lies. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back under the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I can say this. I think the truth is probably the most inspiring thing. And I think we need to get a lot more people under his belt, definitely. I just heard about Bradley an hour before I came here, and I respect every word he said. I stand behind this guy 100%.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also check us out on Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, B-R-A-D-L-E-E, D-E-A-N on my Facebook. And you can also jump onto my Twitter account for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do so, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. We have put on Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Forget it not. We were just talking about fear and oppression and which counters bravery and courage and valor. And I was basically talking about fear and oppression. Do you remember, friends, that it was Adolf Hitler that said it's a good thing for those people that are in power, namely in government, that the people never think? Well, we're in those times today. We're definitely in those times today. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I mean, history has definitely turned all the way around 360 degrees. Now we're dealing with it again on a global scale. But isn't it interesting, even after September 11th, does it not interest you that immediately after September 11th, the media began to push fear? And more fear of your enemies. They began to magnify your enemies rather than the law against your enemies. Do you remember this? And then they began to push a whole lot of oppression to go along with it, under George W. Bush, mind you. You know, but I thought these colors don't run, just to interject that thought, because I was thinking about the sticker just now. These colors don't run. Well, let me say it this way. Many of these colors in America is now taking on the meaning that these colors, they don't run, but they don't do anything about the problem concerning their enemies within. I mean, that's craziness, is it not? But folks, it's not bravery that they're pushing. It's not courage and valor. No, not at all. It's fear. It's oppression. And who's pushing all of this? It's the state-controlled media. Once again, do you guys remember the straw man? The cowardly lion? Do you remember the Tin Man and Dorothy and Toto the little dog? Do you remember when that little dog Toto, when they went up into the Wizard of Oz, and remember that big green face that that old man behind the curtain was using to scare them into submission, and how it didn't work? You know, the only one that actually stood up to that big scary Wizard of Oz was the little dog Toto that had enough common sense to go ahead and pull the curtain back. And that little dog did just that, and he was exposed. America, that's exactly what I'm doing right now. And it's exactly what our forefathers did. As a matter of fact, Samuel Adams, the governor of Massachusetts, he was the one in 1772 that established something called the Committees of Correspondence. And what he wanted the American people to understand was what he had to bring to them, and what he had to bring to them was the truth that exposed the enemy. And the enemy hates it. But he understood as well that we're not here asking the enemy for permission to obey God. He understood that too. He practiced what he preached. As a matter of fact, what they established to the Committees of Correspondence, he said, tell Americans their rights and how their rights have been violated. Folks, your rights have been violated 1,500 times over, literally. Tell Americans what they should do because their rights have been violated. Don't throw off the Constitution, America. Throw off the men that pervert the Constitution, because there's a whole lot of it going on in the United States of America. Read the Declaration of Independence. And then they also brought forth through the Committees of Correspondence, get flashes across the colonies. And just think about it. Now we have the opportunity to speak to 79 different radio stations every day in 53 countries. And we appreciate that. But America, we need to understand who's pushing the message. And the message is to get you to submit to tyranny. Don't doubt what I'm telling you. It's a fact. And it's true. You know, another thing we were talking about during the last break was, friends, who's paying for all of this propaganda? And again, I don't know how many times we need to say this one, but do you remember when Amber Lyon, that award-winning journalist who used to work for CNN, came out because she wouldn't be bought and paid for? You remember that? She's not a useful idiot. She was actually doing her job as a journalist and exposing what was really going on. And what really was going on is exactly the opposite of the way as to how you're getting your information. Matter of fact, Amber Lyon, who used to work for CNN, said that she was ordered to report fake stories. Oh, just hang on a second. She was ordered to delete unfriendly stories adverse to Obama's administration. And it's also interesting to note the New York Times, a couple years back, to their credit, when they blurted the truth out in their confusion, actually told the American people that all the administration's media is first vetted by Barack Hussein Obama before it's released on the American people. In other words, Mr. Wannabe Dictator used to vet all that information to make sure it wasn't contrary to his administration. He didn't want you to have the facts. He didn't want you to have the truth. Speaking of Barack Hussein Obama, did you see his new house being put up in Washington, D.C., friends? They're raising the wall 10 feet. Boy, he who sued governors that were enforcing immigration laws to tear down the walls so America would be infiltrated within by foreigners, who was entertaining America's sworn enemies within. You know, it's just like Paul Ryan, man. I mean, this is just crazy. Man, we need to quit discriminating against the illegal immigrants. We're all immigrants. Yeah, but we came legally. I got my family lineage. Man, they need to practice what they preach. I mean, these are the same guys, not to get too far off of course or topic, but these are the same guys, friends, that are anti-gunners, like that of the Clintons. And isn't it interesting you see all, and like that of the Pope, isn't it interesting how you see these hypocrites? I mean, look at the wall around the Pope, friends. Look at the wall around the Clintons. I mean, this is just humorous. Do as I say, but don't do as I do. Matthew 23, verse 3. But they're also anti-gunners. And has anybody ever taken the time to notice all the Secret Service armed to the hilt, protecting them from we, the people? And the reason that's going on is because they're not serving we, the people anymore. getting back on course. Amber Lyon, award-winning journalist who worked for CNN, said she was ordered to report fake stories. It's still happening today, and they were busted again. Delete unfriendly stories adverse to Obama's administration. They got away with it. And construct stories in specific manners while working for CNN. She said, Amber Lyon did, that CNN is paid by foreign and the U.S. government for reporting on some events and not reporting on others. The Obama administration is paying for CNN's content. Now, why would they have to do that? And the real question, America, is who are they working for? Because they're not working for me. And I don't mean to be sarcastic, friends. It's just disheartening information that a guy has to get up and give to the American people on a daily basis. I don't have any other message to give you until you first respond to the first message. Either you're going to respond to it or you're going to reject it. And when you reject that message of the Lord, guess what? It's condemnation to you and your country. It is. It's just a fact. You better bet your bottom dollar. Bonhoeffer was warning the people of Germany before Hitler took over. And while Hitler was taking over, he continuously opened his mouth to warn the people of Germany, and they didn't want to listen to him. Until millions and millions of their own people were killed off and their countries were destroyed, like that of Mussolini, like that of any other dictatorship, friends, because there's too many people that just want to sit down and do a whole lot of nothing. And how did that work out for them countries, friends? It's true. Decadence definitely follows luxury, said John Adams. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's time to speak out, is it not? Yes, it is. No question about it. Folks, political correctness is not only foolish, it's dangerous. It leads not only to delusion, but you're adding wood to the delusion by adding strength to tyranny, by allowing tyranny to do the things that they do to you. It leads not only to delusion, but to death. And it does. The end of sin is death. Romans 6. For the radicals, okay, it is a religion. Okay, and they think they're playing games on so many fronts, these radicals. They think they're just having fun out there in America. The fact of the matter is they don't know that they're helping dig the hole that at the end of the day, they're all, and we are all going to fall into it if we don't deal with them. See, for the radical jihadist, it's a weapon. Let me put this into context for you. Political correctness is not only foolish, it's dangerous. It leads not only to delusion, but to death. See, for the radicals, it's a religion. For radical jihadists, it's a weapon. And who are the jihadists using? Well, you know, I mean, let me ask you that question. I just want to throw this out there really quick, but maybe you haven't seen this, but this is on Sons of Liberty Media today. Friends, Facebook removes video which links jihad terrorism to Islam. Did you hear what I said? Facebook removes video which links jihad terror to Islam. Why would they do something like that? Remember last week I told you that Facebook actually removed the post where I warned and I shared with the American people and 53 other countries that all these mayors in England, for the most part, are Muslims, and they're still trying to figure out what the problem is. Why would Facebook pull that down?
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. The Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, kind of highlighting line upon line, precept upon precept, what's happening on, again, a global scale, and we're seeing the infiltration take place in America. I just want to reiterate this before we pull Paul up from New Jersey. Folks, it's been doubled, statistics in the State Department concerning illegal Syrian Muslims coming into the United States under Donald Trump. So don't be diverted by the fact that you like him so much when, in fact, we're not seeing anything counter. But actually, the floodgates opened wider concerning the illegals, friends. This is why your enemy knows how to play the game. They know why the American people are asleep now, because they delivered up the hero that the American people wanted. And don't doubt me, friends, and also consider he was groomed. Just telling you. That's why if you'd keep your eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of your faith, Jesus Christ, friends, you wouldn't be in the predicament that you're in today to be conned on another day or another cycle concerning the incumbency. Paul, how are you, my friend? Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hello, Bradley.
How are you?
Good, Bradley. I'm urging you to do me and your listeners, I think, a bit of a favor. If
sure.
You would research further into the history of Islamic conquest. Because currently I'm reading a book called The Legacy of Jihad, and it covers what it's like for Christians and conquered peoples to live as a non-believer among Muslims and under Muslim domination, because this is what's coming to Europe. And the fact of the matter is liberals are eagerly volunteering and serving the interests of Islamic expansionism as we speak right now. They are already what would be called dhimmis, because that's what infidels live under. That's the term, dhimmitude, where, you know, under is when you live with a Muslim conquest or under Islamic conquest, you're going to have attacks, you know, and subsidize Islamic conquest. You're going to be humiliated yearly when you go to pay the tax. And, of course, you know, during the conquest, if you resist, it's very likely you'll be killed. The males will be killed. The women and children will be put into slavery, the women into sex slavery. And some of the young boys will be made into eunuchs, where 90% of them die in the process. So they might be able to go for a good sales price. Because, you know, right now, America has been very, you know, notice we're not really fighting ISIS, and yet ISIS, one of the first things they did in Raqqa is they opened up a slave market. And yet the same people, Islamic ISIS fighters, are allowed to emigrate into Europe now. And the liberal dhimmis in Europe, you know, they're paying through welfare subsidies for the big Muslim families to conquer them demographically.
Yep.
They are for anti-blasphemy laws, so you can blaspheme Christ all day long, but if you blaspheme the prophet, then you end up in jail, and that is just like Islamic conquest. What's going to happen?
Yeah, well, you see that transpiring right now through the sodomites. You see them making way, and you see this in every given scenario. The first thing they like to do, and any dictator uses the same method. It's not just the Muslims. The Muslims are being used just like any other demographic of people or group of people to upend a nation's sovereignty, and they're right on the heels of the sodomites. The first thing, Paul, that the KGB defector said concerning how they implement communism into a country, in other words, give state absolute control over the people's lives, is to demoralize them. And that's exactly what we've seen in every country. But, you know, to do my homework, going back to the first thing you said, Paul, when I look to Scripture, it's already telling me what's way ahead of the game already. I mean, even if you go to Jeremiah 8:10, it says, "Therefore I will give their wives unto others and their fields to them that shall inherit them." And right, that's in Jeremiah. Go ahead.
But you do tend to focus on Hitler a lot, and my point is that's the long-gone enemy. The enemy of today are these Muslim migrants who, by the way, if you look at what happened in the 90s in Serbia, that shows you what the potential is going to be happening in Europe and the United States. You know, up in whenever they become a majority in an area, they may at some point want to declare themselves or secede and then start a civil war. And you have do-gooder countries like the United States, globalists, stepping in there to cut off a chunk of a province of your nation that you've held forever and basically hand it to this new Muslim group. And that is the nation of Kosovo. A totally new, fabricated nation stolen through Islamic birth rate demographics. And now it is a narco-terrorist state, a failed state, actually. And it will be used as a base for smuggling drugs, prostitution, organ trafficking, and weapons, illegal weapons transfers to jihadis in the rest of Europe.
Yeah.
And this
Let me ask you, though. You just hit something, Paul, there. Who's supplying ISIS? Who is supplying them with arms? The CIA?
Absolutely.
Exactly right.
Saudi Arabia is, and Qatar is, but now Qatar seems to be back, you know, like, or Saudi Arabia seems to be stepping away from them just publicly, you know, just as a show. You know, while Qatar seems like, you know, they're the ones holding the bag as though they've been responsible for ISIS. But the fact of the matter is the West has been responsible for ISIS, and the Russians are the good guys in this, and so is Syria.
Well,
the people
which begs
who actually step forward and defend Christendom.
That's okay. Now let's go back. You're hitting some key points here. Okay. So in saying that, then if what we're seeing in the United States and on a global scale, how does this not? I mean, there's nothing new under the sun. We know that. I don't care if you call it fascism, communism, folks, whatever you want to call it, it doesn't matter. It all comes from the same source. If it's not God's moral law, then whatever wars against that should be an offense to the righteous. And again, call that group whatever you want to call them. The fact of the matter is they all have the same father. So when I go back, I just want to reiterate this point, Paul, because I love this topic. When you go back to, let's just go back to Daddy Bush just for a moment. We know that he called for a new world order. Okay. Over 212 times. You can go online and watch him say this. Okay. You find out who Daddy Bush's daddy was. He was Prescott Bush, and he was indicted, back in 1942 under the Trading with the Enemy Act. He was actually illegally financing Hitler's war to establish what? A new Reich, a new world order. So if we see Barack Hussein Obama introducing America to the enemy, namely through the Muslims, and we go back to none other than Adolf Hitler, the guy that I highlight quite a bit concerning his crimes, it's all of them that did the same thing for the most part because they all served the same devil. And when you look to Hitler, who did Hitler use to do his killing for him in a good mass population? The Muslims. So we're seeing the same methodology roll out, Paul. That's why I keep warning the people. They can say, well, this guy's stuck on Hitler, he's stuck on Mates all the time. No, I'm saying let's look to these guys concerning history, what to avoid, and let's look to the Christ so we can conquer them that mean to conquer. I want to bring to the present what to watch out for, and we're seeing the exact same things roll out. One more point, Paul, and I'll give it to you. The SS, who were they? The pink swastika, what was it? They were a bunch of masculine sodomites that were used by Adolf Hitler to bring in what? A foreign power. And that's exactly what's going on a global scale. We can see it big time in Canada. We can see it big time in France. We can see it big time in Germany, in Europe as a whole. And it's the same methodology. There's nothing new under the sun. So if we just get down to the nitty-gritty of it, we would just get back to the fact that America, this is my message, you need to repent before God. If you don't, your nation is doomed, period. And that's not the reason you go to him. You go to him out of gratitude for his son dying on the cross. I can simplify what I see in the media on a daily basis because I see the straight stick drive a hole right down the center of all of their deviations. And it's not hard to see, my friend.
Well, one thing, I think Islam, it might be, you know, stoked by the New World Order and the globalists, but I think it can get out of control just on demographics alone.
No doubt.
Where they won't be able to control it. Where they won't be able to control it, and they will be able just through demographics, like what's happening in Britain, and you should see secessionism in Britain within the next 20 years. And you're going to see it happen. Unless something is be done. And by the way, Bradley, I would argue...
If they have 20 years.
Right, but I mean, argue it's radical nationalism which will cure Britain. It is the Hitler-like types who are the ones who will throw the Muslims out, not the liberals, but it could be the Christians also if they take up the sword as they did in the past, because this reverberates and sounds very much like what should be a crusade where we repatriate and force the Muslims out of Europe, and that's what I believe should happen, and we should all get behind it when that leader steps forward to lead us to clear these people out of our lands and send them back to their lands.
Agreed. Agreed as to your last point. Now, Paul, it's we the people. Because we've already seen the representatives, the said representatives in this country, fail the American people over and over again. Our leader, just like going back, and I need to reiterate this because we need to get to this and get to him. Flags that were flying were no king but King Jesus. When we fix our eyes on him, the way that many did during the revolution, less than 3% of that population was used to establish what we have over 240 years later. Until we get back to him, the captain of our salvation, as our leader, because again, Paul, 78% of those in this country already say that he's their leader, but we can't see a whole lot of them following our leader. I'm gonna take a quick break, Paul, and I'm gonna pull you back in on the other side, folks. You got Bradley talking to Paul from New Jersey, our friend from New Jersey, and we're gonna take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back on the other side. Hold up.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, Jennifer Meadows here from Broadside News. You know, Bradley Dean's message is truly inspirational. He takes a fresh look at today's issues that's both honest and authentic. Bradley packs a powerful punch that not only shows his love of America, but also his love of God. And when you're not listening to Bradley, please check out my show, that's Graceland with Jennifer Meadows, Thursdays at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time on BrennerBrief.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
My husband says, you are what you eat. Not true, dear. I did my research. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So I didn't feel the vitamins and supplements I was taking were effective. I didn't feel any different. Then I switched to Protovite, a liquid multivitamin, mineral, and phytonutrient complex. And wow, you've got to see the video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 6-9-7-7-5. 1-800-656-9775.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Final segment. We got our friend Paul from New Jersey online with us, bringing up an interesting point right now. Hey, Paul, can you do me a favor? Can you put in a nutshell, like in a minute or two, concerning the method in which the Muslims use to overtake concerning the book that you're reading right now? I'd love to hear it.
Well, the name of the book is The Legacy of Jihad by Bostrom, is the author. And what he talks about in part of it is called taqiyya. And taqiyya enables Muslims basically to lie, cheat, use whatever subterfuge to advance their cause. And that's why when you hear this mayor of London, Mr. Khan, putting on a face like he's Mr. Peaceful, they'll do that as a temporary ruse. There have been many instances in the past while Mohammed or Abu Bakr and other Islamic conquerors back in this, you know, 600, 700 era, when they would conquer, they would use any ruse when they were laying siege to a city, and and once in the city, they would go straight back to slaughtering the men, enslaving the women and children, and looting and pillaging. And that's how they were, and they went from, you know, just starting in Saudi Arabia, and then, you know, over the centuries, all the way up into Spain, all the way out to India. And really, the violence and the slavery and the scale of it pales in comparison to anything white Westerners from Europe have ever done in the past. And this is the history we are not being told. And that's why I'm kind of ashamed that at this later stage of my life, I finally researched this, of all the books I've read, you know. And that now I'm finally realizing, wow, I never knew the extent of Islamic conquest and how they ruined other successful nations like India when they went in and out through many conquests and just sacking of cities and destruction of their temples and their civilization and looting it. And that caused India to develop slower and set them back by them going around and pillaging and wrecking the nations in their many, many conquests. And so we are dealing with an enemy that we are very naive about, and the history of that enemy is kept from us.
Well, I think the American people, I think other nations on a global scale are beginning to learn their history while they're baptized into the fire of the bombs that are thrown and actually detonated by those that are committing jihad. I want to add something to what you just said, Paul. It said, sir, this was Siraj Wahaj. He said, if only Muslims were clever politically, they could take over the United States and replace its constitutional government with a caliphate. If we are united and strong, we would elect our own emir and give allegiance to him. He said, take my word, if 8 million Muslims unite in America, the country will come to us. So what we're talking about is in the present. Go ahead, Paul.
No, and George Washington warned about an artful minority and their ability to take over foreign policy and the running of the government. You know, if they're dedicated and united. And this is something we have to always watch in the United States, of who is running our foreign policy. And we've seen who's run it, these globalist internationalists. And they provoke the problems and destabilize the Middle East. And now they seem indifferent that even that Europe is being conquered by these displaced peoples that their policy, you know, displaced. By getting rid of the strong men that basically keep these nations in check, like the Gaddafis, Husseins, and now Assad.
Yeah. I want to interject. See, you just keep hitting these key points, and this is why I love having callers, by the way, just to kind of expound a little bit, even the things that we're talking about concerning highlighting the importance of what we're talking about now, America, is today. Listen, this is John Stockwell, former CIA official and author. Listen to what he said to, again, reinforce your point. It is the function of the CIA to keep the world unstable and to propagandize and teach the American people to hate, so we will let the establishment spend any amount of money on arms. Let me shift gears just a little bit to bring about resolve concerning the issues while I have you on the phone, Paul. Do you know who Oliver Cromwell is?
Yes.
Okay, what do you know of Oliver Cromwell?
I just know that he was the major character responsible for the destruction of, it ravaged Ireland and sold many Irish people into slavery so they could die in the Caribbean from the elements there in slavery. I know that.
Okay, this is the history that I know about him, Oliver Cromwell. Oliver Cromwell was actually a military general who saw treason being committed by King Charles against his own people. He was actually hiring his own people to basically stand up and take over for the king concerning the people in England. So instead of the king actually serving the people, by the way, which was common law back then, but he didn't do that. He jumped over to Catholicism, and then things started getting real bad there. But interestingly enough, Oliver Cromwell came into a position where he had power and control through war to actually deal with that corrupt king being named King Charles at that particular time. Well, what's interesting to note is when Cromwell won that position, most people that won that war wanted to oust the king. Cromwell went back to the king and gave him an opportunity to read the grievances of the people, of those that warred against his tyrannical system and his regime, and gave him another opportunity to serve the people as the king, because at that point, there was no such thing concerning these people and in their minds that our country can be without a king. Well, he gave him that opportunity to do that. The king refused to submit to law, God's law at that particular time, and interestingly enough, at the end of the day, King Charles was actually, well, they decapitated him for treason against the people of England. And, you know, when you begin to think about stuff like that taking place, you know, the people rising up, regardless of what our history is of Oliver Cromwell, that is the history of Oliver Cromwell that I know of. Even when he went back into, after the king was beheaded and given back to Parliament, he went into Parliament and seen that Parliament was part of the problem because they were working with the king against their own people in England. Now, this is my final point. And I'll give you the last word, Paul. He actually overthrew Parliament, too, because they couldn't be trusted because they were a part of the problem. Going fast forward to, again, Adolf Hitler, it was Karl Deunitz that blamed the politicians for the rise of Hitlerism in the first place. So Oliver Cromwell got that right. At the end of his life, when he was buried, he said, "Not man, but Christ is king." Interestingly enough, 4 years later, King Charles, because the people went back to sleep again and failed to hold the standard that Oliver Cromwell upheld during that time by throwing off corruption and tyranny, well, 4 years later, King Charles' son takes the throne again. So they failed to learn from history real quick within a four-year time period as to what Cromwell spent his life sacrificing to get back to his people, namely freedom. What say you?
Well, I've heard other things about Cromwell. You know, I've heard from the anti-Semitic side that said that he brought the Jews back into England. And remember, the Magna Carta talks about throwing the Jews out of England, and that was under, I think, Edward I. Longshanks, who's, you know, like, they brought
yeah,
up
Braveheart.
In, yeah, yeah, brought up in Braveheart. So remember, the Jews were driven out in, I think, 1290 A.D. And so, you know, and they, with their financial ability, caused this in-group, out-group tension. And so I don't, you know, there could be more to it than what you've stated. You know, like where he might have gotten his funding, and it might have been the method for Jewish financiers to get back into England.
Mm-hmm.
Cromwell could have served their interests. So I'm not an expert on it, however, but I have been focusing on the problem with Islamic conquest in the current era. And I think that what we need to do is focus on that, especially the decline of Europe, and, you know, and allowing them Islamic expansionism through migration is the, you know, the onus of my cause.
You know what's sad about this? We got about 30 seconds, Paul, and I totally appreciate you. I love hearing from you too, my friend. But I wanted to say it's interesting that people, I don't know why, even reading the Declaration of Independence, the people suffer the abuses before they learn the lesson. And we are on a cutting edge. We are on a precipice right now, this country is, to either stop and learn from history, or what we're going to do is we're going to have history lessons brought to the present real quick. And they're going to be lessons that we wish we would have took the time to learn before they actually took place in this country, because there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be sacrificed in the process of this lesson if we don't pay attention to what's going on in this country. Paul, again, I thank you very much for your phone call. Love hearing from you. Yep, thank you. I want to highlight one more thing. It was Dr. Udo Ufkat, who just recently died mysteriously. He was a German editor and journalist who said, just to kind of dovetail the whole topic of the show, he said the entire mainstream media is totally fake. He said journalists are taught to lie. They're not called journalists. They're propagandists. They're taught to lie, to betray the people, not to tell the truth to the public. The CIA gets control over all the majority of the journalists. Now go back 5 minutes into our conversation that I had with Paul and understand the function of the CIA America. Deal with the CIA. Deal with corruption.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.